Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. It is Tuesday, huh? Okay, folks, let me just fix something real quick because I said Thursday. Oh, wow. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic tonight. Amnesty. Now that they've got an amnesty victory because they wrote it in a way that you have to go one way with it, you know, and it passed because of that. Now they're going to try to get billions of people to come into this country. Illegals, give them amnesty. Fox News channels, Hilton, you know, either open up the schools in this fall or give us our money back. I mean, if you're going to pay money for government programs, demand them or fight to get your money back. A federal judge on Monday permanently blocked Georgia's 2019 heartbeat abortion laws. They still have abortions banned, but they're banning them, but they're allowing them. Like, if you detected a heartbeat, they could kill the baby.
What it is, basically, there's this one judge
who's
saying people voted, they wanted hear the heartbeat, can't kill a baby. The judge said that's not right, went against the people. And it's a federal judge.
Yes.
Not a state judge.
Yes, a federal judge.
They're not letting the state do their own laws.
Yeah, that's what the Civil War was about. Fighting about, hey, the states want to have, you take care of the federal, we take care of the state. That was one of the big things of that. But I want to get into that. I want to get into also Barack Obama, who said, like, oh, voting by mail shouldn't be a partisan issue. No, they want you to all agree that socialism is great. I'll get into that. And where's Black Lives Matter? A one-year-old was shot in a stroller, a little boy, and I'm not mentioning names or anything because it's one-year-old. I'm being respectful. Wow, what a journalist that's respectful.
I bet you I can find it on TV.
Oh, I'm sure you can, but I'm not going to... But it's just, where's Black Lives Matter? I'm going to get into this. Yeah, the NBA to allow anti-cop slogans on Jersey, but not free Hong Kong. Yes, the women hold up half of the sky. Somebody very famous said that. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden repeated it, but somebody famous said that from...
Women are
there to sniff. And it's not a good thing, the person that said this. Oh, well, like about probably 2 hours before the conversation, I found out a buddy I went to school with passed away. And you see your own death in anyone your age. And that's why I always tell people I love them every day as much as I can. And, you know, and you never know. And Colossians 5:13 says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but you don't use your freedom to satisfy. Where did it go? I lost it. To satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, you use your freedom to serve one another in love. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. This is dedicated in memory of David McClellan. He always did dad jokes. And I remember hearing one where these two kids were hanging out, and this one kid asked his friend, "What does your dad do for a living?" "Well, you know, he's a magician, you know, he cuts people in half and stuff." And he goes, "Really? That's cool. Does he have any brothers and sisters?" "Well, sure he does. Two half brothers, two half sisters." That's what he always have the craziest dad jokes. Dumbest. But back, I mean, you think about it, though, those were great times. Yeah, we didn't have iPhone 25, 26. Oh, you got the iPhone 26S Plus R26715? Oh, I can't afford it. I got the free one. You know, I mean, we had to come up with, we had to actually think for our entertainment. And dad jokes were his thing. But it's just crazy, this world. And I also want to get into something here. I want to get into some of this, but there's a video that I got sent, and it's amazing. But, you know, I mean, you got Democrats with this. They write these laws. Well, first of all, we have branches of the government so that we don't have a president executive ordering everything. So we don't have, well, let's give this one to the Supreme Court and let them see. I'm going to be up for re-election this year, and I don't want to have anything jeopardize my re-election. So I want to have the federal courts do this. Now this is the way we want this law. This is the way we want this to go. We want it to go in our favor. So how can we submit this to the Supreme Court in a way that they have to vote one way? How can we write it so that it fits our agenda? Well, let me see here. Obamacare, it's not constitutional as a law. You're struck down. Get out of here. Well, you know, if you guys push it as a tax, cha-ching, it's illegal. Yeah, this is unconstitutional. You already hear one. Well, no, this is a tax. Then we have to vote for it. We have to agree with it. Yep, all the judges in the Supreme Court passed Obamacare because as a tax, it's legal. Well, how did they? Well, that's what they kind of did with this amnesty bill. They got this amnesty stuff passed to the Supreme Court by the way it was written, to where you have to say yes. You can't vote. And they're going to try to give millions and millions of people in this country. And what they mean by dreamers is these illegal aliens that they're going to give free stuff to. Wow, you're going to wonder how to pay your medical bills. These Mexicans are going to get some sort of free health care. Just enough to keep them interested so that they can get their votes and try to get them to think that, oh, it's all going to be, everything's, don't worry, everything's free. It's you know, you can't get the benefits of an American citizen, but this illegal guy, oh, he gets whatever he wants. Don't worry. Yeah, I wonder where my next rent check's coming from, but he's got brand new iPhone. His wife's got a ring the size of a horse turd with a diamond on it and a BMW and everything else, and they're not even, they even have papers. Don't speak English, don't know anything. While there are legal Mexicans here that are busting their butt doing it the right way. I spent 12 years to become legal, and this person's going to just get amnesty and whatever. Oh, he's an instant citizen. It's just one of those things. I don't get it. You know, there's millions of people that come here legally and do it the right way, but, oh, we need to give all these people from the southern border free access to everything. I mean, Steve Hilton, I love you. Fox News Channel, you know, hey, open up the schools or give me my money back. I almost want them to keep the schools closed. The longer the schools are closed, the less the majority of kids will not be indoctrinated if they have the right parents. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying this whole thing, because I'm going to get into this video next, but they're trying to indoctrinate kids. They're trying to get you to think that your freedoms are selfish. How dare your freedoms are selfish. Your freedoms are selfish. There's a Colorado governor that's basically saying, if you're not going to wear a mask, you're selfish. You're only thinking of yourself and not the millions that are dying from this disease. I'm gonna play a video for you, and if you listen to a portion of a phrase, you'll hear something that I've been talking about for a long time on The Conversation. I want you to listen to this.
Russia, just like China. Welcome, comrade.
if you listen to that video carefully, it's called It's Just a Mask. But what have I said on this conversation for probably 5 years? Oh, all they want, it's just a penny tax. Come on, folks, just a penny tax. Because if they get you to accept a penny tax, then they can say, well, like in Michigan, well, a penny ain't enough to fix the roads. We need a tire tax of 10 cents. And then the roads aren't fixed. Well, we need to have an air in the tire tax of 40 cents. And then the roads aren't fixed. And then you get taxed on taxed on taxed on taxed on taxed. Before you know it, you're getting a $600 paycheck with 800 in taxes. Well, at the end of the year, you're going to owe that $200 every paycheck. I don't know where you're going to get the money because you're being taxed more than you're being paid. But hey, don't worry. It's for the greater good. Don't worry. Just that little bitty tax. Just 10% more on your taxes. We need universal health care for all. Trust me. Go to North Korea. They have universal health care. Everyone in North Korea gets it. Cuba has universal health care. It's great. Trust us. We've never done anything right, but it's for the better good. Just 10%, and you can. I have people that are like, I'll pay more. I'll give more of my paycheck away so that they can have universal health care. Do you really think they're gonna give you some? I trust my government right now about as much as I trust that guy on the phone this afternoon who was telling me that he can fix my PC. Yeah, he's some Microsoft tech support guy that's from Lagos, Nigeria. Yeah, I trust that dude a heck of a lot more than I trust my government. And what's funny is after 30 minutes on the phone with the dude, I tell him I have a Mac. Oh, we are Macintosh support. I am a Macintosh and Apple computer expert. Okay, whatever, buddy. Click.
I don't know who it was. I'm at a loss for words because I'm getting scared. I'm trying not to live by fear because, you know.
But it's true.
But I hear one commentator say, and I listen, there's like four of my stations that's 90, well, one of them's 100%, three of them are 90 to 95% all talk. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of them says, oh, let's not do, and I'm going to let you guess which one. We don't need a civil war, we just need to trust Jesus. One of them says we're in the midst of a civil war. Another one says, well, when Jesus comes, that's when war will come. Because we think this is bad, just wait till God takes all the Christians away. I never did understand that. Yeah, it's going to get bad. And I understand the thinking behind that, but then again, of course, I can remember when I was graduating high school, I didn't think this world could get much worse. But, anywho. But guess which one said no civil war, and guess one says we're in the middle of a civil war. Christian or not? Christian one. Talk radio, like Rush and Sean, or the Christian radio, which is what I should say.
Like, what do you mean by, like, you mean like the radio station that has talk but is Christian?
Yeah.
I would say that's the one that we're not in a civil war.
It was the other way around. The one that said, we are in the middle of a civil war, and it's about to get worse.
Is the Christian one.
And they mean exactly, our rights are being taken away.
That's been going on for a long time. I've said that on my program.
Bit
by bit.
All these riots are the beginnings that we are literally going to start. This is the beginning of a civil war.
Well, like I've said on this program, all we want is just a we want to mandate that everyone that has a gun, you have to register it no matter where you want to or not. That's just that. And then when one person dies of a gun, well, that wasn't strict enough. Now we need to have regulations on ammo. It's just a tiny regulation on ammo. Just like a mask, just a tiny regulation. And then, well, people are dying in droves. So, well, now that the ammo didn't work, and before you know it, they just keep clawing away at your freedom until you have nothing. And you don't believe me? It's happening. I have friends on my Facebook. They're like, I am willing to give up more of my paycheck to have universal health care. Yeah. The stuff that, okay, wow. What universal, what does that mean? What do you, okay, kind of like, do you really think they're going to give, I don't trust my government to begin with, let alone trust them to take my money and do something good with it. I don't see.
I have a question, and
I can answer it.
I get more and more, honestly, disgusted with Sean Hannity every time I try to listen to him. Oh, no, we got to wear a mask. He's big on the mask. And, you know, we got to do this and we got to do that. He's the one that said that, you know, we're not in a civil war. We just got to, do better.
You wonder if he's trying to keep his job.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think. I don't know. Because,
we lose this election, or you will also say that, no, if we lose this election, we basically lose America. Okay. We don't go to civil war. We lose America. What is it going to take to get it back?
See, I disagree, because I think we've already lost America. You already have,
never mind, I'm not going to ask. I'm sorry, I asked. We have not lost it.
No.
I love how you interrupt me. Do your show.
Sorry. No, but this is what I want to say. This is, have we lost America? No. But when you have people in this country, we have in a way, because you have people that are, I'm wearing a mask, I'm doing all this shit that the government, excuse my French, is telling me to do with no facts. There's no data. That's, they've turned this country into a socialist country overnight by having people doing stuff with no data. Where did they come up with the data? We haven't lost America per se, but you have so many people that are willing to give up everything, all their freedom for what? A virus that who knows. There's no data on it. There's going to be like hundreds of thousands dead and all this stuff. I say we're losing America when you have a couple that defends their home and they're having their guns confiscated. That's what I'm saying. I feel when we had that Tea Party movement, why did it die? The problem I see in this country, people don't engage their brains. Well, it's just $5 more out of my paycheck to give everyone health care. It's just $5 here to do this. It's just, well, people keep saying it's just in Michigan. And guess what? They don't fix the roads. They don't do anything. But people just keep believing that, oh, well, this time they'll do this. This time they'll fix the roads. This time they'll... I don't know how Trump can lose this election. I don't see it. I don't see it. The sad thing is when you see people who come from Venezuela and Cuba who see what's going on in this country and the people that live here don't. Oh, they're going to give us all this stuff. Don't worry. Healthcare is free. Education's free. All this is free. And it's sad. I guess when you grow up around people that's what they do for a living. You know, I grew up around a whole group of people that if it's too good to be true, it is. They would do something. I bet you a dollar I can do this before you do that. And it looks like he has more to do than you do. And the way the thing is, he's going to win every time. It's a trick. But if you look at it, here you go. Look at it, there you go. If you take two dice and you roll them, no matter what you roll, 14 will always be the top two numbers and the bottom two numbers combined. But if people don't know that, I bet you $50 I'll roll these dice and I can add up the top two numbers and the bottom two numbers where you can add up the top two. And when, as soon as you throw it, go 15. No, you say 14. And when they land, 14, before the dice even land. I'm trying to re-clarify. I'm not saying we've lost this America but if you look at it when I was a kid compared to now, it's not the same country I lived in. The Washington Redskins have changed their name to the Washington Snowflakes. I never thought I would see a country where anti-cop slogans are okay in NBA jerseys. But free Hong Kong is not. If you don't have freedom of speech like that, if you look at what I felt we had freedom-wise back in the day compared to now, we've lost a lot. We've lost a crap ton of freedom. And people, the way this country is going and what the government is doing, they're making it socially acceptable. Black people want their own graduation, their own dormitory, their own... you guys have this whole college. Yeah, us black people only have this little tiny area, so be respectful. You shouldn't be here. This is for black people. That's today's... Blacks. When I grew up, you didn't have that. You were all one. There was no, look at me. I'm black. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you try to fire me, because if you do, I'll blame the color of my skin. I never knew Bubba Wallace. I knew him as a race car driver. I didn't know he was black until he started shoving it in my face. America's not gone. But it's 180 degrees from the America I grew up in. I never thought I'd see a day where people protecting their house would be having their guns confiscated. I never thought I'd see a day where a cop has his taser taken away, and when he fights back, he's the one arrested. He's the one accused. I never thought I'd see the day that stuff would happen. Never thought. I never thought I'd see that day. But I've said that for the longest time. It's just a tiny little bit. They just want to nibble at your freedom but now you have black people that are segregating themselves, and the Democrats don't even have to lift a finger, and they're probably in the back room, Hillary Clinton and a bunch of them. When I'm having to do anything, and the Democrat and the black people want to have separate graduations and separate this and separate that and separate everything. It's scary. theory. I'm just cheering now. Sorry, folks, just with my buddy dying and everything. And seeing the pride that the country that I love go in the toilet, it just kills me. It kills me. And when you lose, and that's the million-dollar question. How can we change it so that if I, because that's the thing, and I've said this before, you'll always have a Second Amendment right. But if I use my gun to protect my wife, I'm going to be the one that's looking at charges, even if I don't even use it. Look at that couple in St. Louis. Didn't even shoot a bullet. Their guns are confiscated. They're the ones that are being targeted as the bad people when protesters broke down their door. They're the ones that were targeted, not the people that broke down their gates, tore into their property, and threatened them. You stand up with the Second Amendment. And that's the thing. Oh, you'll have a Second Amendment right, but good luck trying to use it, because you're going to be the one that's going to be looking at murder charges if someone breaks into your property and tries to kill your husband or wife. That's the problem. That's the problem in this world, folks. They're getting people to look at freedoms as selfish. Well, look at how many. They'll come up with a stat of how many accidental guns go off, and then they'll say, "Well, do you really think it's okay?" When they found out tobacco, the secondhand smoke was as deadly, if not worse, than the firsthand smoke. It no longer became an issue of, hey, I smoke, I'm not harming you. When my smoke harmed that person, that's when all heck broke loose. And, well, look at how many people get injured by accidental guns going off. How dare you selfishly carry a gun? And that's what's going to happen. They're going to take everything that you love and care for and make it selfish. And there are people that are eating up all this. Oh, I'll take more. I'll do this. I'll do that. It's in the name of universal health care, the greater good. It's all in the name of this. It's all in the name of that. And it's what it is. It's what it is. And people don't see that. People are blind. R.J. Reynolds saying 92. Yeah, we don't smoke the cigarettes. We just sell them. We reserve the right to smoke for the dumb and the poor, the black and the stupid. If they can get anyone to smoke, the younger the better, because then they don't know. And that's what's going on in this world. They want people smart enough to vote, but not dumb enough. They want people... Okay, because I'm going to get to some of these questions, because the one thing I've noticed is with everything going on in this world, I know people that live in Italy who said that they were labeling anybody they can with COVID-19, whether they died or not, from COVID-19, mind you. I know somebody that's what they would literally do that. Okay, because they would test you when you came into the hospital before, because they don't want to have people, because if I'm dead and I have COVID-19, mind you, they got to take precautions because you can still spread it even if you're dead. And okay, he was in a car wreck, they're labeling it as COVID-19. I know people that work in a hospital that have lost their job because they had no work to do, because they only there to treat critically ill patients or COVID-19 patients, and they didn't have enough people. And I've said this a million times. I don't see the virus is real. I don't believe that it's killing at a rate like, I just don't know what to make of some of these deaths, because I wonder how they know, because if you're 90 years old and you get COVID-19, there's no way you can, like tobacco, they've had a very, very hard time for many years proving that smoking was the cause of their death in courts. And that's a hard thing. I've known, like my buddy in Italy, they've actually had to retract a crap load of deaths because he was in a car wreck and was killed. But labeled it as COVID-19. And that's scary. But it's just one of those things that I don't know what to make, because I see so many states, especially in the U.S., where they've had 200 people that, they had to and they've had to change their death status because it wasn't COVID-19. And like I've said before, and I stand by this, I honestly believe if Hillary Clinton was president, I don't think we would ever have been locked down. Because when I had a friend, when I showed her stats about the H1N1 swine flu, and she was like, okay, the H1N1, I don't even remember it, because she saw my post. And she made a comment like, I don't even remember this H1N1 swine flu or whatever, because we weren't locked down or anything. And there's people that said that was something that we should have been locked down for. I mean, when you see people who are so strongly about protecting against this COVID-19, and you show them that, okay, more people are dying from the seasonal flu, and they don't, I'm worried about COVID-19. I'm like, well, more people are dying from the seasonal flu. Not saying COVID-19 is fake, because that's not what I'm saying, but that's what gets me, because I see people who sit there and like on Black Lives Matter. When you prove that I'm more likely to be killed by a cop than a black person, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. I believe the virus is real, and I'll stand by that. But 90-some percent of the population will survive the virus. That's something that is it is fact. I'm not saying, that's the thing. We're not saying no one's going to die from this. But when you have, okay, when they locked down for the COVID-19, you had that many people. You had more people than that already died from the seasonal flu. So why weren't we locked down for the seasonal flu? My cat's over there eating flies. Like, we don't feed them enough. Lord, but it's just one of those things that I don't... When I sat there and I saw, this is how many people have died from COVID-19 when they locked us down. I'm like, well, then if there's that many people that are locked down for that many deaths from COVID-19, then why aren't we locked down every year for the seasonal flu? Because at this time last year, way more people than that had died from the seasonal flu. More people than that are dying now. And it's just the thing that I feel. It's like, how can the seasonal flu that kills more, how can other diseases that kill more, why aren't we locked down from it? It's like, why is the COVID-19 magically a lockdown? Because if you're going off of a mathematical equation where, okay, like if we have 20,000 deaths, that's when we lock down for a disease. Okay, well then if you have 20,000 people die from the seasonal flu, you should lock down. If you have 20,000 people die from COVID-19, you should lock down. You shouldn't have 100,000 people die from the flu and nothing's done, and you have 12,000 people die from COVID-19, and then you lock down and you quarantine, do all this stuff. It doesn't add up. Nothing computes. That's the thing for me. I'm not putting down anyone that's died from this. There are people that have died from this. But when I see more people die from other diseases that are like this COVID-19 where they're invisible, you can't see them, this and that, got about 14 minutes left in the program, folks. Just crazy. Because, I mean, everything... It's... I don't understand. I just don't compute. And then you got politicians that want you to be able to give birth. And then once you give birth to the baby, then you decide whether you want to kill it or not. You should think before you try to have a baby, unless it's circumstances that you had no control over. You know, you have people in this world that are quoting Mao Zedong Chiang, a Chinese communist dictator. Women hold up half the sky. Those are phrases he said. I wonder if Joe Biden even knows what he's repeating or saying. I don't know. I just see my country going in, I see two things. I see a lot of great things in my country going in the right direction in one section. But then in the other section, I see a lot of things where they're trying to take away, and I'm seeing things happening in my country that I never thought I would see. Our country is far from gone, but there's a crap load of it that is something that I don't know what I'd do if I was 8 years old and I would have seen law-abiding citizens having their guns taken away because they protected their place from protesters. I don't know what I would have done. I wouldn't have understood it. I guess I grew up in a generation where I knew that July 4th is the Independence Day and we defeated the British to win our independence. Not like these kids today that don't know what the July 4th is or don't know what... No, I think it was China we lost. No, it was Vietnam. Yeah, Vietnam is who we got our independence from. No, I thought it was Germany. It's one of those things that I don't take for granted my freedoms. I don't take for granted that I'm here every day. Because tomorrow's not guaranteed. And I try to work on myself. I'm not perfect. I never claim to be. I'm far. Every day I ask the Lord to forgive me my sins and iniquities. Every day I screw up and make mistakes and screw up. That's a Christian. The only perfect person on this planet was Jesus, and I'm far from him. There's times where I'm at a loss for what to say, and this is one of those times where it's like, I feel like maybe there is nothing to say. Maybe we give it to God. You know, for me and my wife's anniversary, I got a wooden plaque that says, get out of the way and let God work. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's what we need to do. There's so many times where I don't do that, where I just open my mouth and I go off on a tangent on the conversation, but maybe I should just say, nah, I'm stepping back and letting God work and letting him do what he does. You know, because there's times where I've, like, in the month, a couple months ago, I just kind of went on a rant, like, wow. And after I was done, I'm like, you know, we all bleed the same color. We all need to come together. And that's what I think the government wants us to come together, but not for the right reasons. I mean, a one-year-old shot in a stroller in New York is not acceptable. These deaths are not acceptable. But taking away a legal person's right to bear arms is not going to change anything. It's not going to make it all of a sudden great. All these places want to defund the police. For what? So that they can bring in a military-style government? I'm not saying, I mean, that's the thing. That's what I see happening. They want to bring in a military-style government. I don't know how Trump can lose this election. I don't know how. I just think something bad's coming. Even if he wins, I think they're going to revolt. These kids are going to revolt like they did in 16, only 10 times worse. And I'm sure somebody out there is going to, well, he said, they're going to try to misquote me like they do with Trump. And, well, Trump said inject bleach. No, he didn't. If you listen to him, I've even joked about that. I wish there was a way we could get cleaner, like a cleaner endocrine system, because if they can kill these 75 diseases, how can we not get it in the body to kill everything but us? Kill all the bacteria and disease. I just do this program so that what I know, the America I grew up with, exists and comes back. America is not gone, but the America I grew up with has changed. And I've said this months ago, that it's not them. I don't recognize this country that I grew up in. I don't remember anyone that didn't know what the 4th of July meant. Now, I had to be taught at a young age what the swastika was, because I put it all over a Halloween costume and didn't know what it meant. And I wasn't trying to dress up like a soldier or anything. I just had like a robot costume, and I just put it on as a decal. That was one of the greatest things, because I learned so much because my dad educated me. And that's the problem. We don't have kids that are educating or educated anymore or taught. They just kind of do what they do. Got about 5 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. But when you have hope that, hey, hydroxychloroquine can actually possibly help. Nope. Can you believe he wants to give false hope to people? Is 10% false hope, if that's what the percentage that could be helped by hydroxychloroquine, or 20% or 30%? If it can save even one life, isn't it worth trying? I just do this program every day because I fight for the very freedoms my dad fought for. My dad fought in the Coast Guard, and I fight on the mic. You can be a liberal. That's great. Know what you stand for. Know your facts. No. You want free health care? Okay, I'll wash your car for free, but if you pay me $50, I'll do a way better job. I do a way better job for $50 and for free. But everyone thinks that free means free, and you're just like that stimulus money. Where do you think that money came from? It came out of your paycheck. But you had so many people when Obama was president that, oh, Obama's giving this money. Well, where's he getting it? I don't know, but I'm getting the money. He's going to give me money. Where it comes from, I have no idea. I mean, just look how they've destroyed the nuclear family. You know, if dads just did what they were supposed to do, half the stuff we faced on the street wouldn't be there. Oh, you're always going to have people. You're never going to rehabilitate everyone. You're always going to have, there's always going to be a portion of the population that doesn't get it. You're not going to save everyone, but if dads just did what they were supposed to do, half the stuff on the street wouldn't be there if you had a mom and dad and a family. This is America, but it could be any country in the world where you wonder how long you'll have rights or how long you'll have freedoms. Think about that. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't forget what this flag means and everyone who's died to protect it, and what I just try to keep it alive. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. I say that at the end of every program with about 20 seconds left because I don't want that to go away. I want you to remember that. Good night, everyone. God bless you all, and goodbye.